Hello and welcome to the Monday, December 7th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Great pointer from Guy in his diary about Irma, the incident response malware analysis sandbox, which is a system that you can use to automate some of the malware analysis. For example, running it through various antivirus engines and the like. Pretty neat system. So if you want to take a look, Guy has pointers in how to get started with the system. We got more about Pro from Tom, and this time about automating the response to a phishing attack with an additional script that you should install on your Pro sensor. You can get quickly details about a particular phishing attack and how successful it was against your organization. So for example, you do see an email coming in that does look suspicious. You want to figure out how many people clicked on the link. No problem, just run this little Pro Fish script and it will tell you how many people received the email, how many replied to the email, and how many people clicked on links in that email, all based on your existing Pro logs. This really shapes up to become the season of vendor bloatware exploits, starting with Lenovo. Lenovo's LSC task service not only listens on port 55,555, but it also suffers from cross-site request forging that can be exploited by any website to execute arbitrary code on the system. Also, there is a simple privilege escalation like that matters once the website took over. Dell's Dell System Detect also can be used to gain admin privileges and execute arbitrary commands. So that's different from the Dell Foundation services that we had last week or the week before that, and Toshiba bundled a service station tool, and that tool can be abused by any user and by unprivileged software to again gain system level access. So probably make sure that these tools are patched. Once you patch them, uninstall them. I always recommend first patching, then uninstalling, just in case the uninstall doesn't remove all components. At least you are not left with the vulnerable component. And Trend Micro found out that an old libupnp vulnerability exists in multiple smart TVs and streaming routers. The problem here is libupnp is used for universal plug and play, which is commonly used to advertise streaming services. This vulnerability is about 3 years old, but that can still be found in equipment that's currently being sold as new. This is actually very typical for these embedded devices, that by the time they actually hit the consumer, the software in these devices is several years old, so it's already missing a number of critical patches, like this libupnp patch. Just as an additional example here, I mentioned a couple times already Hello Barbie, and apparently Barbie is also vulnerable to the Poodle vulnerability, among other issues. So there is now a trickle of these Barbie vulnerabilities coming out. And as announced before, OpenSSL did release an update, and this update fixes four vulnerabilities. And in line with the prior announcement, none of these vulnerabilities did exceed a severity of moderate. No real must patch now here. Most of these are details and maybe some denial of service vulnerabilities here, but nothing super critical. Probably more importantly, this is apparently the last time that you'll see a patch for versions 098 and 100. These versions, even if fully patched and working as designed, are no longer recommended because they do not support any of the ciphers that you are supposed to be using now. For example, they don't support anything beyond TLS 1.0, so that's why you should be upgrading anyway. Red Hat 5 users, if you still run Red Hat 5 or CentOS 5, may be affected by that because, if I remember correctly, those operating systems were based on OpenSL 0.98. And FireEye just confirmed a new remote code execution vulnerability impacting their FireEye NX, EX, FX, and AX series appliances. Don't see anything on their website yet, only an email, a FireEye field notice that was forwarded to us, number 142. And it states that you should make sure that you update it to security content 427.138. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.